Hey, welcome to the Simple Strategic Social podcast. I am Sarah Magnoni and I am your host. I'm here to help provide simple and strategic, there you go, social media strategies, ideas, content, whatever it might be to help you grow and make money on social media. When I was preparing this episode, I at first called it short form video, a love story, because I am in love with short form video. And regardless of where you're at in your journey, if you are already posting short form video or you haven't yet, you're going to get something out of this episode. So I'm excited to share some strategies with you and a little bit of statistics. I geek out over stats and data. So I'm going to share some of those with you as well. But a short form video, if you're not aware, is anything under 3 minutes. However, in my research, what I found, I actually think of short form video being more under 60 seconds. And what I realized is that short form video is really being defined on different platforms in the amount of time or how they define a short form video. So TikTok has a 3 minute option and that's still considered short form. Whereas right now at the time of recording this, Instagram Reels has 90 seconds. That's how they define short form. So I personally define it as anything under 60 seconds. I like 60 seconds. I like consuming 60 second videos. I like recording 60 second videos. So anyway, it's anywhere between kind of 3 minutes and under. They are recorded vertically. So when you think about preparing or recording them, if you're recording them right in an app, you're going to see that you're going to record it vertically. And they are used now on, all of the main platforms. Of course, Instagram Reels, now you have Facebook Reels, TikTok, of course, YouTube Shorts, Pinterest, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I'm sure there's some other maybe not as well-known social media apps as well that they're used on, but they are used on all of the main social media apps. And I really first fell in love with short-form video when I started spending a lot of time on TikTok in 2020. I liked the content. I loved the way the algorithm worked. I loved being able to consume so much content from amazing creators in really a short period of time. And it slowly replaced my TV time. In fact, I mean, it still does. We'll watch TV. I'm totally going to sound really boring. And I think I kind of am boring, but we might watch TV till 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. And maybe in the past we would have stayed up watching TV. Now I go on TikTok at about 9 o'clock, maybe for 30 minutes, maybe for 90, really depends what's happening on the app. People are live, those kinds of things, but that's where I spend my time. And at the time of this recording, 66% of Gen Z actually prefer TikTok over TV. So I'm not alone. And I would definitely say that that statistic is accurate, watching my two Gen Zers and how they consume content. And considering more about how bigger brands are utilizing this new trend in short form video, I did a little bit more digging. And as I've said before, I've been in the digital marketing space since 2011. And I really can see trends on where some of the bigger brands go and what they're doing. So the answer on where broadcast, well, again, if we go back to spending time on TikTok over TV, there's a whole segment of broadcast advertising. And where are big brands putting their money? And there is a big dip where they're pulling from broadcast TV. They are moving more towards short form video on apps. They're doing that through influencer relationships, social media teams that represent the brand. And it's kind of in a personality form, of course, paid social ads and any type of programmatic, which, side note, I don't know where this is going or if it was just a fluke, but there have been some reports of seeing some short form videos with some programmatic ads kind of on the bottom of them. So it'll be interesting to see if that is a new trend as well. If you don't know what I'm talking about with programmatic, don't worry about it. You don't need to worry about it. There are two accounts that I really like that are on TikTok that use the short form like personality or branding. And one is Wendy's, which I'm sure if you follow them on Twitter, you also know they do the whole roasting thing. It's actually quite funny. And the Washington Post. If you're not following the Washington Post, I highly recommend. It is one of my favorite accounts. It is a fun way to watch the news. So As you heard me kind of talk a little bit about geeking out and digital marketing and all the stats and data, and you are trying to grow your business or level it up or go the next level, and you're already utilizing social media, but what's next? You want to go on different platforms? I highly recommend, I have just opened the applications for the Simple Strategic Social Marketing Program. You can check it all out. It's in the show notes. This is a marketing plan or program. So it isn't a mastermind. I want to be really clear, just being in the coaching space, masterminds are quite different. This is a program that allows you to bring in your assistant with you. You get to learn on how to grow on multiple platforms, implement different strategies, convert on social media. So having experts, office hours, coaching, and a community to network and grow with. If we think about it, it is really almost like if you've ever belonged to a chamber of commerce. And it's kind of how I'm feeling. Like, it feels like this is a little bit like a chamber of commerce with, like, plus a social media agency attached to it. So you get an opportunity to learn and grow. And then you also have essentially a social media consultant, which is me, in your back pocket. And the price right now is the founding member's price, and it is amazing. So definitely check that out. But if we look at where big brands are shifting their budgets, then it is important for us as smaller business or entrepreneurs to pay attention on where they're going or what they're doing. And if you haven't been utilizing short form video in your social strategies, I'm hoping just understanding where some of these bigger brands are going will actually help you start to shift over there. Because where a big brand is funneling their money, they see the impact. That means, in my opinion, you should be paying attention. It doesn't mean go all out. I still think you should diversify, but I think that it definitely highlights the need or the importance of short form video. I did grab a few stats, like I said. So I did grab these from the Influencer Marketing Hub, and the link is in the show notes, so you can check them out as well. But 96% of consumers prefer short form video. And the average user is on TikTok 46 minutes a day. Like, I know it's the average, but part of me was like, come on, it's got to be longer, right? Make me feel better. So I'm clearly on the high end. It also has a higher ROI, so a bigger return on your investment. And on top of all of these, video content is easier to retain than text posts. 73% of consumers look for video content prior to purchasing a product or service online. So think about that. If your ideal client is online and they're gathering information about you or your product or service and trying to determine if they want to work with you or buy from you, they're looking to see, is there some form of video of you out there? So even if you're not ready to utilize short form video in a social media perspective, then I highly recommend you at least have some type of maybe 3-minute video, 2-minute video, or something on your website. If you struggle, if the thought of recording video makes you just groan and feel gross, then I definitely recommend going back to my last episode where I talk to you and I share some tips about growing your confidence. And this is an area I had to work on. I share the first time I went live, all of my thoughts, just some really bad, negative, internalized thoughts that I had going on in my head. And I highly recommend listening to that and taking action. And that's actually one of the things that I recommend, is that if you're struggling, you are going to feel more stressed out by sitting there trying to figure out what to post, when to post it, where to put it, should I even do it, than you will if you just take action. And so that is one of the tips that I share in that episode. And I highly recommend taking action. If you were to come to me today, if you were my client, and you were to say, okay, I'm ready now to take action, but I don't know what to do, that's exactly what we're going to talk about now. I would tell you, and I'm telling you now, go to your favorite app, the one that you spend the most time on, scrolling, engaging. It's easier for you to use. You like it. Maybe you feel safe there. You feel more comfortable. Go to that app and record a 60-second video. Keep it in the drafts. Keep it simple. Just keep practicing. And I want you to share one tip that has helped you. So follow this order. Grab your pen and paper. You might want to write this down. If you look at my videos online, you can see I follow something similar. But that is the order it's going to be, is you're going to give a hook. You're going to give an intro, a tip, how that tip helped you, and a call to action. Okay. I'm going to give you an example of what this looks like, but this is what it, some of the feedback that I've gotten or people that are a little bit, you know, worried about it, about this simple strategy. That is, oh my gosh. Okay. Well, that's so simple. Nobody's going to want to listen. That's exactly why they want to listen. When I told you earlier that the reason that I liked TikTok so much is because it was consumable. It was easy. I could feel like, oh, I'm getting all this information because I'm just watching like 45 seconds of these videos or 60 seconds or whatever it might be. Okay. So you want to keep it simple, and you do have to say the same things over and over and over again for people to really retain them. So don't hesitate because you think that it needs to be hard or difficult, or you need to blow somebody out of the water with your ideas. You don't. Yes, that is valuable. But if you're just getting started, I want you just to try this strategy. Hook, intro, tip, how it helped you, and a call to action. The hook, you have 3 seconds to gather somebody's attention. That's it. 3 seconds before they scroll. So if you start out with, hey guys, how's it going? I'm scrolling. I'm gone. If you start out with, hey, I'm Sarah and I help, I'm probably scrolling. I don't really care who you are. Tell me why I need to stay and watch this video. So the hook is extremely important, okay? Your intro. This is an area I've gotten, especially from coaches that are uncomfortable and they feel like, oh, well, I feel like that I'm just making it about me if I keep introducing myself. But this is your chance to introduce yourself as an expert. You are giving them the, okay, you stayed because I gave you that great hook and I want to know what you have to say. But let's build that up as well by telling you why you want to listen to me. Okay, so that's the, like, in my mind, that's a no-brainer. Why should you stay? Because this is who I am and what I know and how I help people. That's your intro. Okay, the other thing is that over time, remember I said we have to keep seeing things over and over and over again. And over time, you'll start to, the same people will be watching your videos. They might not follow, like, or anything for a while, but you're going to keep showing up and they're going to be like, oh yeah, I like Sarah. I like her. She gives good information. You know what? I have seen her videos every day now for a week. I think I'm going to give her a follow. So that way I know she shows up in my FYP. I'm talking about TikTok, of course, because it's my favorite app. The other thing is when you're using your hook, I don't want you to speak to a broad group of people. I want you to speak to one person. One person, picture one person, no, hey guys, hey friends, none of that. It's one person with your hook. And now I'm going to give you an example of what this might look like for you. My friend Amanda Kingsley is an abortion coach. She helps women after they have experienced an abortion. And her video is one that I'm going to use as an example. It's on Instagram. It is on TikTok. I'll also share it in the show notes. But she does a really good job of leaning in, of making people feel comfortable, of speaking that hook about knowing. She says in this particular video, I know what you need because I needed it as well. And then she goes in and she shares who she is, which I love this part. She says she's an overqualified, I believe that's what she calls herself. I'm an overqualified life coach. She has so many certifications. She is amazing. So you definitely want to check her out. And you want to check the video out because she gives really good information about what it is. Like, she gives you the tip and then why you need it. And then she also gives a very clear call to action. Her call to action is work with me, how I can help you. I can help you with this. So definitely take a look at the show notes and go ahead and click the link and watch Amanda and give her a follow if you feel like her content is helpful for you. Now, Amanda's video goes just a little bit over 60 seconds. So you might think, well, that's no big deal. And it isn't. It's no big deal. But here's one of the reasons why I like 60 seconds or below, because this next step that I'm going to give you allows you to schedule it on multiple different apps. And at 60 seconds, I've never had any issues. I don't know how long Pinterest and YouTube Shorts are. I'm not sure how long those videos have to be, but I do tend to run into issues. I think Instagram Reels is 90 seconds, so it's good there. But what I do and why I like the 60 second is I go ahead and take that simple video and I remove the watermark. I use that through, if you're using TikTok, I use an app called SnapTik. Actually, I do it on my desktop. The app, I think, charges and I don't feel like it's as good. So I do utilize that SnapTik on my desktop. I think InstaSnap is the one if you're posting on Instagram first. And then I go ahead and I schedule everything in Metricool to post. So if I start in TikTok, I'm recording the video in TikTok, I am posting it in TikTok, I'm taking that same video, removing the watermark and scheduling it in Metricool, and boom, now it's up. You could be up on 7 platforms just that quick. So if you're utilizing a similar video strategy to the one I've already shared, then I would recommend trying these. If you want to go ahead and I would say these are a little bit more of an advanced marketing strategy, social media marketing strategy with video, but can go ahead and try these. So use a 60-second video and turn it into 90 seconds to 3 minutes. So depending on the platform you want to use on it, but if you offer 3 tips or 1 tip or 5 tips or whatever it might be, then deepen, okay, deepen that conversation around that specific tip. So let's use one intuition. Let's say 3 ways to deepen your intuition. And those are journaling, meditation, and nature. And that's the first video. So you've got your 60-second video. Now you can record another video and you can say, okay, now we're going to talk about, let's go deep into journaling. Like these are the, you can say 3 kinds, or you can say this is how journaling helps. So you're repurposing some of your content here. Utilize the duet and stitch feature sparingly. And here's why. If I'm following a creator and they're all of their whole, every time I see them, it's always a duet. I actually find duets really like hard to follow. They kind of stress me out. I don't really like them. I don't like consuming them. So if you are always doing duets or stitches, you're not putting out any of your own original content. So I feel the same way about always using trending sounds. First of all, you might not realize, but if those trending sounds get removed for copyright or any other issue, now you have a video either that's removed or just with you sitting there with no sound. So these should be used in conjunction with original content with your voice. So utilizing a duet or a stitch feature is a great way to boost engagement on your page. And the reason is that it's going to draw in the people that like the other creator that you're duetting or stitching, or people that like that type of content. So you would want to make sure that whatever you're duetting is similar to what you teach, coach, or your product is. Okay. You don't want to just do a random duet on something because you kind of like it if there isn't anything like that on your platform. Because if someone goes in and they're like, oh, who's this person? I'm going to see what they're about. And they get totally different content. You're not incentivizing them to change, to stay, or to like you, not like you, but to like your content, right? To follow. So you want to make sure that you are utilizing or being smart when you're doing duets and stitches. So make sure to use a video that's within your niche, or it shows your personality, so it really can relate to the work that you do. Another strategy, this is a little bit outside of short form video, but that's to go live. So if you want to push your content out, especially on TikTok, go live. Post a video, go live. Okay. And here's why. Because TikTok is like, oh, they're live. So we are going to let more people know that they're live. We're going to let them know they're live by showing their content. So if you're going live and you get the little notice that says, we are letting people know you're going live, they are pushing your content out to your followers. Okay. And on the FYP. So you want to make sure. I think that this is a really good opportunity as well to do a joint venture. And what I mean by that is having someone join you, do some type of an interview or an expert, someone that complements the work that you already do. So let's say for me, I'm a social media manager, maybe, and I also do coaching, but I am not a mindset coach. That's not what my business is. But maybe me interviewing a mindset coach to talk more about some of the challenges that my listeners have, that might really benefit my audience. And what I'm doing is I am bringing my audience into the expert that I'm interviewing, and the expert's audience is now being brought into my realm. And so you can see how that's just a really good opportunity to get more folks following you. The other is tell a story that relates to your service, product, or personality. It gives a glimpse into who you are. So if we go back to intuition, one of the stories that I think about, because when I first started my business, I spent a lot of time in the spiritual space. And when I think about intuition, I shared a story of a point that I heard my intuition really loud and clear, and I felt like somebody punched me in my gut. It was just very random. and it was telling me that I needed to quit my job. This was years ago, like 2018. And I knew, like, as soon as I got that hit, that push, I was like, oh yeah, this is totally my intuition. And you're right, I need to leave. And then I didn't leave. And then it was just a shit show. My whole life, everything like fell apart. It was like, guess what? Now I'm leaving my job a year later. So that would be a story, right? That would be a story I would share that would be relevant if my niche was connecting with your intuition or trusting yourself. And lastly, and so important, we spend a lot of time on that simple strategy talking about hook and intro, call to action. You need to make sure you're using a call to action. If you are trying to grow online, make money, bring people into your groups or into your email community, you need to tell them how to get there. Okay. Especially when you're doing educational content, use a call to action. Is that call to action to follow for more? Is that call to action to grab the freebie? What is that action you want them to do? Okay. And it is absolutely okay to sell your products or services. This is going to go against what some social media consultants might tell you, but I think it's okay to say your offer once in a while. I'm not saying that when, if you're doing like 10 TikToks, I would not talk about my offer 10 times because I'm not there to hear about your offer. It needs to be placed subtly and in a way that's part of your call to action. Like, okay, if somebody's watching it, oh my gosh, she gives me such great information. Like, how do I work with her? How do I get to communicate or get to connect with this person? Okay. And obviously, and depending on the app that you're on, make sure that you have a clickable link if that's possible. TikTok has some rules around that. But you want to make sure that they're able to reach out to you. So don't be afraid to tell your followers what you want them to do. Listen, otherwise you just have a hobby. I had a hobby for a long time. You just have a hobby if you're not telling them what you want them to do. So that's a lot of information. I hope you jotted it down. If not, of course, go back, listen to it again, share it with your friends. Try one or all of these strategies. Try short form video for sure. Again, if you want to try short form video, but you're a little bit worried about confidence and how you're feeling, then go back and grab a listen to the last episode about your confidence online. Also in the show notes, I'll have a free TikTok guide. Go ahead, you can grab that if you want to get started on TikTok. And don't forget to check out the Simple Strategic Social Marketing Program. It will help your business get to the next level. Applications are open. I guarantee there is nothing else out there like this program. I am so proud of it. And have fun. Have fun. Have fun. That's the biggest thing. Have fun when you're out promoting your business on social media and have fun recording videos. Get some creativity in there. All right, guys, make it a great day.